very expensive to eat in. People, they had one, several of them here, but they're too expensive. That's like Japanese and all, and they're, it's just mm-hmm. prohibitive that they're eating them for an Irish person. I don't know what you'd call it. The only thing I'd call it is Texas-style cooking, or just plain cooking, that's all.
Uh-huh. The inside part of the egg is called the...
yellow part's yolk.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you call them...
boiled eggs, or soft boiled eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
That's, poached egg.
And have you helped kill a hog? Have you ever seen...
when you want to know the whole process of how you go about killing a hog, well, the first place you knock him in the head or shoot him in the head, and then you take a knife and bleed him, stab him in the heart, and bleed him, and then you take heat some water and take a barrel, then you put it, scald him, and then you take the knife and scrape the hair off of him, and then you hang him up and dress him out. In other words, take the entrails out, then you'd quarter them. First you'd have them, then you'd quarter them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd proceed to cut them up and make hams out of them, cut the sides up for baking them. And the back legs and the front legs, the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
they would a lot of time put them up for ham, or they would take the front, just the two hind legs, make ham out of them, smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
And your front legs, some people would cure them out,
mm-hmm.
and smoke them as ham. But mostly they'd cut all the meat off and make sausage out of lean meat, running the sausage. And
what inside parts would people eat?
Well, liver, and the heart,
mm-hmm.
brains.
You mentioned entrails. What exactly is the entrails?
Well, their intestines.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a dish made out of the intestines?
Oh yeah, out of beef intestines, chitlins.
Uh-huh. How do you
cook those? Now you got me there, because that about the only people who used to eat chitlins around this part of the country was niggers. They still got them on the market. They got a deep freeze
mm-hmm.
full of them, chitlins.
Is that beef?
Beef chitlin.
Mm-hmm.
And, and most of the small intestines and all were cleaned out and then used to put sausage in,
mm-hmm.
smoked sausage. The liver, of course, was eaten. Kidneys, most people eat the kidneys. And beef kidneys, of course, that's a delicacy for an Englishman.
How is the liver prepared?
Fried.
Any other ways?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or pawn hoss?
Nope. You got me there. You must have got that around Atlanta. You didn't get this one here.
They're kind of salt-cured meat, kind of fast, that you can boil with greens.
Salt?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Salt-cured, not smoked.
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Did you ever hear of salt pork or sourdough?
Oh, related. All meat that's going to be cured and is salted, put in salt and brine,
mm-hmm.
and then it's pickled in salt for a certain length of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's packed, and if you're going to leave it in salt, well, they pack it with a coarse, real coarse. We call it ice cream salt. That's
mm-hmm.
what you use to make ice cream with, but with ice. And you put a layer of that and a layer of meat, but you take it out of the brine and pack it down in that.